Now, if he's willing to grant beingness to the group, he'll be heard all the way through the group. And if he's not willing to grant beingness to the group, he won't be heard all the way through the group. Furthermore, if he's not willing to grant beingness to the group, he will find himself willy-nilly shifting processes halfway through. He suddenly decides he'd better run something else. He'd better run something tricky. He'd better run something that's very stunty. You know, I mean, let's see. Now, we were doing all right. We were spotting the walls of the room. We were doing group opening procedure, which, given in the group auditor's handbook, is a very precise process. It was figured out as an opening procedure for a group. And he's got that going fairly well. And he's just got that well started, and he decides, let's shift off to some duplication by attention. All right, look at the right wall, look at the left wall, look at the right wall, look at the left wall, look at the right wall, look at the left wall. I don't know, that doesn't seem to be getting very far. Let's see, what really should we do? Well, fix your attention very, very solidly on the front wall and just look at it. Well, that's fine. Let's fix your attention on the front wall now and look at it. Now look at it. Now let's pretend it isn't there. Let's pretend the front wall isn't there, and let's mark up something in its place. Group by this time is getting sort of restless, you know. What's basically the trouble here? Is it the fact that the man doesn't know what he's doing? Well, it could be to some slight degree, but why doesn't he know what he's doing? Every single one of those commands and the theory behind it can be found in the publications of the HASI. What's he doing not knowing what he's doing? Well, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's trying not to grant beingness to that group. And there'll be people in that group who are worried about granting beingness to the group and all these people getting well and improving and becoming thetans and flying around and demoniacally attacking people. And you shouldn't make everybody free like that, you know. And these people will step on ashtrays, upset chairs, come late, get up in the middle of the group session and open and close windows, open and close doors. And then we discover, of course, that they don't want to have beingness granted to them, but particularly they're worried about the group session going on with this individual granting all that beingness, all these people, and improving all these people. And if all these people improved, why, goodness knows what would happen. Something horrible would happen. Competition would get too high or something of the sort. But something dreadful would occur. That's the computation that's running on when bad auditing commands are used, and don't ever think otherwise. Don't say, well, he just doesn't know or something of the sort. Every one of Homo sapiens individualized the way he is to an only one complex and so forth has some facet of his beingness which is refusing to grant beingness. Every man alive has it to some degree. Otherwise, he'd never have a game or a contest. There's always the other side. He isn't going to grant any beingness to the Princeton football team. That sort of thing, you know. And when you exaggerate this consistently and continually, you'll get somebody who doesn't want to have any beingness granted to anybody anywhere. And so, before he does some group auditing, he won't bother to read over the way you do it. You see? And if he does, he'll do something else. And he won't study up his subject. He won't look over his people. And he won't audit in such a way as to make them well. And you'll find, by the way, that his group sessions will not be well attended. A group auditor's group sessions cannot be anything but well attended. And they will be continuously well attended. And they will increase in their attendance to the degree that the individual is willing to grant beingness to people. In other words, do a good job. Now, that's the long and short of it, and that's a very uncompromising statement. And you can tell me there are a lot of things which mitigate this statement, but I'll argue you out of them. The truth of the matter is that it comes down just to this business of granting beingness. He will or he won't.